listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Beyond the Veil with your medium, Shelly Seanwald.
Shelly Seanwald.
Live from yourmedium.ca.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Beyond the Veil
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Beyond the Veil. And I'm your host, Shelly Seanwald. I'm very pleased to be here this evening on this fall day, and the weather here in Vancouver is starting to get a little bit on the rainy side. So I lovingly call it monsoon season. So we're headed into that. But if you're looking for readings or you're looking for any support and guidance for grief, I'm your lady. You can find me at yourmedium.ca. I do private readings, and as well, I'm a minister at the Spiritualist Alliance Church here in North Vancouver. So if you are interested in attending online, we do our services online, as well as you can come in person. We are located just up in Lynn Valley, and our services are 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. So throughout the fall and winter, we see it getting a little bit busier up there because people want to curl up and get a little bit on the spiritual side as the fall and winter approaches us. And it's nice to sit with some like-minded people as it is here to come in and do readings for people who need some of the guidance and support that spirit can often give to us. And as you know, with spirit, there's no bad news. There's only good news and upliftment. So they are going to, you know, put you on your feet, give you a little shakedown, say, you got this, and send you on your way. And that's the beauty about working with spirit, is you're always giving that wonderful guidance and support. It's no doom and gloom with them. They love us so very, very much. And they just want us to be our very best version of ourselves. So know that when you're thinking of spirit or wanting to work with spirit, they really are your friends. And they are the friends that will never, ever let you down. It's unconditional love, like, you know, we probably have never felt before in our lives. So when you call them in and ask for help, know that you don't have to be too formal with them. And you could just be you and ask them for what you need and want in this world. But know that they're also going to deliver to the highest and best for you. So sometimes it's not always exactly what you want, but it's definitely going to be what you need. And right in the thick of it, it might not necessarily be the words that we want to hear. You know, it's not necessarily what you want, but it's what you need. But it can come out the other side, and the experience that you get from some of these things really do drive that one home. And I can say that was some of the worst experiences in my life. That's even brought me to this place here to work as a medium. They were some of the most difficult situations in my life. However, good did come out of it. And I was able to blossom and shine into, the medium I am today, and able to help people. And that's truly why people do this work, is because they want to help others. So, you know, as our caller comes in at some point today, let's hope that we can give them love and support with this. And if you're watching these shows live too, one of the things to remember is that send your love to the person getting the reading. You know, that love and support that's being projected is felt by spirit and actually bolsters up that reading. And it can give healing support to the person who's calling in and needing that little bit of love and the guidance that they have. So that's one of the things that we're going to keep in mind here. And we're going to take a caller now. So we're just going to wait for this person to come on in. And we've got Patricia here.
Hi there.
So, hi, Patricia. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Ah, I'm doing all right. Staying inside where it's dry. So how can I help you today? You just looking for a general reading? Are you looking for something in particular that I can help you with?
Well, I'm just getting a divorce. It's just being finalized currently, and it's a good thing. And I'm kind of looking to the future, like, will I be able to have another relationship?
Ah, well, it's interesting. When you said that you're getting a divorce, a very interesting image that Spirit gave me was dark clouds parting to beautiful blue skies.
Oh, and that sounds wonderful.
Yes, that's a very good sign. And as you said, this is a good thing. And I know there's a lot of heartache that comes up to the end of a marriage and a relationship. And you know, a lot of emotions are kind of drawn up. But this really is going to be a very good thing for you. I feel that there's going to be a lot more ability to, I mean, it goes without saying, you get to do more what you want to do. But it feels like even around what you do for work, where you want to live, where you want to be, it's the sky's the limit with this one.
Sounds fabulous.
Yes, it is. It really does feel like this is a great thing for you. And yes, I do feel that there's relationships for you. It is going to happen. And I feel that what you're going to get yourself into for a relationship is going to be much more suited to you and what you need. Now, as you're coming out of this, you're having the opportunity to kind of do this life in review, right? It's the transition into a new life. And you're going to be able to create that little list of the person that you want to be with. What you can do is you can create that list of all the good things that you want. Leave out the bad, let's just put all the bad aside, because when a relationship ends, yes, we do kind of go through that. This happened. But what you can do with this is you can take that list of good things, the qualities that you really want in a person. Take and you write that list down and you put that out to Spirit and say, this is what I want in my future partner. This is what I want from my life partner. And when you get to meet someone, pull out that list. Take a look. Do they meet it? Be discerning. Patricia, what I'm getting from you is you are a very kind, loving person. And you will often, how do I put this? You're very forgiving, right? So you can allow people to kind of, okay, but they didn't really mean that, or no, it's not quite that way. And you will allow people to have a little bit too much leeway with you. And that makes sense to you. Does that kind of sound?
That sounds spot on. I need boundaries. I need to put up boundaries with people. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, and as women too, we're taught be nice, be kind, don't make waves. But what they're saying to me now is your time to make those waves, because this is your time. You've done the marriage. It's ended. This is now your time. And it's like you've got so many choices and things that you can do. It feels like there's good things coming for you, even just work-wise. Like, this is just...
Wow, that sounds fabulous.
Yeah, it's funny because it just feels like that you had just having these obstacles. It's like an obstacle. There's always something they had to go, had to do, had to be someplace. But now you can make things about you, right?
That's now about you.
There's no man keeping anymore. You know that new term they're calling man keeping. There's no man keeping anymore. Like, I don't know your partner. It could have been wonderful. I have no idea. But it's just women, we get ourselves. Okay. But we get ourselves into these roles and we start taking this stuff on, and you don't have to do that anymore. Now, what I also feel for you, Patricia, is there's going to be some travel for you going on. And it feels like there's the opportunity to travel within your own country. That's feeling like it's where it's going to start for you. Because I feel like you're getting out there and seeing more things, like seeing the sights that I've always wanted to see that. Now you're going to go do it, because there's nobody stopping you from going and doing that, or wanting a different vacation, or like, oh, we don't want to go there. It's too cold, or whatever it is, right? There's none of those things anymore. It's about you going and fulfilling your dreams.
Wow.
This is really getting good for you, Patricia. I am happy for you, because this feels like a wonderful start to the rest of your life.
Wow, thank you so much.
You know, you don't apologize ever for being you. They just want me to tell you that is not to ever apologize for being you. And it feels like you kind of put yourself into a little bit of container, Patricia, and you haven't been able to really allow yourself shine. But you are a good person. You are a valuable person. You have people around you that love you so much. And what I'm feeling is that you do have good family and friends that, you know, they're on your side 110% with all of this.
Well, thank you. You just brought tears to my eyes.
Aw. You know, Patricia, this is going to be a really good thing for you. Do you have a pet by any chance? I feel like there's a dog or something around you.
I had one. She passed a long time ago. She was like my best buddy, but I do have a cat, Nikki.
Okay, because there's a dog around you for some reason. It's probably your pet in spirit that's with you. They do come around and give you support. So it's looking wonderful, Patricia. Really, I have to say that, to just get out there and live it up. It's your time now. You can do this. So,
wow. This is amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. May I leave them with you? We're right out of time here. So I hope that helped you out
great.
Tonight.
Oh, it did. It made my night. Thank you so much.
Oh, thanks for calling. I'm so excited for you. You've got a great future. Take care of yourself, Patricia.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight for Beyond the Veil. And as you can see, our pets come in the when our hard times, when we're feeling down, we need them. So remember that your loved ones in spirit, whether it be four-legged or not, they're here for you all the time. So you take care of yourself, everyone. Have a wonderful week ahead.